Overly optimistic predictions about how fast the economy is growing are partly to blame for the projected shortfall. A few months ago, Doyle's budget office said it expected tax collections to grow by about 5%. It now says revenue will increase at a slower rate, somewhere between 3.5% and 4%. Budget Director Dave Schmidtke blames the dip on a combination of a slowing economy and new state tax cuts.
The full exemption of Social Security income from the state income tax, putting corporations on a sort of even playing field with other states in terms of the corporate income tax.
But Juneau Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald says the shortfall is no surprise to anyone who's been watching the state's balance sheets. Fitzgerald co-chaired the legislature's budget panel this past session. He says these latest numbers prove the budget is in worse shape than what Doyle portrayed on the campaign trail.
You know, we knew that the money was not there and that there was a deficit situation, and yet they played politics with the numbers just to get past the election cycle.
New spending accounts for much of the projected shortfall. If state agencies get everything they want, overall spending would go up by about $2 billion in the next budget. Doyle's office says the governor will now start the process of developing his own budget that closes this $1.6 billion gap. That's the same shortfall Doyle had to start with when he developed his previous budget 2 years ago. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.